At its Thursday meeting, the Skagway Borough Assembly planned to have two conversations about how to use $7 million in state grant funds for port improvements, one with the Alaska Department of Transportation and one with White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad. The meeting was attended by White Pass President John Finlayson. Finlayson requested a private meeting with municipal leaders, saying he wants to continue with a cooperative, not competitive, relationship. Skagway officials say there are two main port priorities. One, a floating dock for newer, bigger, breakaway-class cruise ships. Here's Assemblymember Dan Henry.
We cannot be any more sensitive right now as to the need for installing a floating dock to accommodate these larger vessels. They will be in Hoonah or they will be in Haines.
The other priority is cleaning up legacy contamination at the ore terminal. The Gateway Project included both of those components, and it was the original plan, but it was contingent on cooperation from White Pass, which leases tidelands from the municipality. When a lease extension between Skagway and White Pass was voted down by the public in October, the Assembly put the Gateway Project on hold. But they still have $7 million in state funding for port improvements. The deadline to spend that money is less than a year and a half away. Gateway Project Manager Chad Gubala presented the idea last year of a combined ferry, cruise ship, floating dock. The Assembly Thursday directed Borough Manager Scott Hahn to talk to DOT Ferry Chief Mike Neusel to see if collaboration might be possible. Skagway's lobbyist, John Walsh, expressed some doubt about DOT changing its current plans to refurbish the ferry terminal this fall. But the Assembly decided it's still a conversation worth having. And what about White Pass? Borough Manager Hahn said in November that a meeting with White Pass's Finlayson was not productive.
There's no sense of urgency on part of White Pass for the Gateway Project or cleanup.
I've read things in the paper that say that White Pass is dragging their feet. It's not urgent. Coming from city staff.
That is Finlayson. He attended Thursday's meeting to say his piece.
Not sure where we're missing the boat, if you guys are disappointed in how we're conducting ourselves or how we're responding to your requests. So I wouldn't mind clarification on that at some point. The other thing is we do strongly believe that it's in the best interest of White Pass and in the best interest of the city for us to work together.
Finlayson asked for a private meeting with municipal officials to look for a win-win plan for the city's port. Mayor Mark Schaefer said they would consult with the borough attorney to see if executive session would be allowed in that case. Assemblymember Steve Burnham Jr. said if the conversation with White Pass continues, the city should hire a professional facilitator.
Plenty of individuals in the community have requested that we have some sort of professional guidance in that, and I think that we need to follow that suggestion.
So the municipality plans to move ahead with two important conversations about the port, one with DOT and one with White Pass. The Assembly also voted to carry on with design and planning for a senior center and housing facility. The senior center itself is estimated to cost about $2.7 million. Adding senior apartments on top of the center would bring the project cost to about $7 million. The Assembly voted to move forward with design work on the entire project. Burnham said if along the way there's not enough money for the apartments, they could adapt.
So if the time comes where we go, look, we can't put off a senior center any longer, but we can't afford senior housing, it's on the other floor. It's pretty easy to change that.
So yeah,
I think
right. That's a good
moving
point.
Forward with the design for, you know, the big plan is probably the right thing to do.
And in the meantime, borough officials will try to figure out the best way to pay for it. Hahn said the Assembly Finance Committee will meet soon to lay out all the major projects on the horizon and break down how to fund them. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.